Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the French Connections April 5th edition. It is Wednesday, April 5th, and we are coming to you from the little farmhouse over here in France. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith, and it's great to have everyone here as a listener today on the French Connection. You know, I wanted to clear something up. I've had a couple of people write me an email saying they thought that the picture on the website of the French chateau was my house. I assure you, ladies and gentlemen, that's not my house. My house would probably be the barn in the back, but that's okay. I love my little house. It needs its help, and it's kind of sick here and there, but it's over 300 years old, and but certainly I don't live in a chateau. So we changed the picture on the website to reflect a more accurate picture of what my house looks like. So anyway, just a little tidbit of unimportant knowledge for you all. You know, lots of stuff happening. Of course, we've been battling on all fronts here, including the bad guys in our ranks, and then going further afield and taking on the Zionists as usual. And what we're fighting against right now, we've issued a second fatwa. Now, I hope we're not insulting the Muslim community by doing that, because we don't know anything about the inner workings of the fatwa, and maybe I'm supposed to be an imam to issue one of those or something, which I'm certainly not that. So, but we're using it because I understand it means that someone has used their position in the world to blaspheme. Well, we're not complaining about someone's blaspheming of a religion. We're talking about them blaspheming our nation's structure of constitutional republic. And that new fatwa has been issued against Abe Foxman. Abe Foxman is an awful human being running the ADL. He is a troubling man for many, many generations here. This guy's been in this business for 40 years, but he's been involved at the very highest levels for a couple of decades here, and he has recently come out and talked about the New Testament of the Bible being a anti-Semitic document. Well, considering that America was founded on Christian values, which is a fact, not a fallacy, it was the values of America were Christian, but it was welcoming to all religions. Now, I just spoke to Rabbi David Weiss, and he told me that the Torah should be all Jews' most prominent document, and it is the basis for their religion. And he said Zionism and Zionists don't place the Torah ahead of the Talmud. And so essentially what happens is that the Babylonian Talmud and this tradition of Babylonian structure is the one that becomes prominent in Zionism. And it is a supremacist, racist doctrine. So we have called on this man to be outed. We make it, and we don't mix terms about it, ladies and gentlemen. Zionists in America from this group are criminals. They are destroying the fabric of the country. They're obfuscating and just undermining all the qualities America has ever enjoyed as a nation. And presently, they have taken over our government by their APEC group. They have been working very closely with this guy. Woods is the one that just went to jail there. Oh, boy, I can't remember his name. I hate that when that happens. I know it happens to everybody. But he had Muhammad Atta getting free boat trips on his gambling boats, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, he acquired this gambling system, this gambling company, through murder. He's been implicated in several murders. Abramoff, ladies and gentlemen, Abramoff. And, you know, this man Foxman has worked with Abramoff and helped him network among the highest levels of our government. In fact, they have worked hand in glove bottling up America, and you'll notice that Abramoff has worked with this cretin that just had to retire here, Tom DeLay from Texas, who is using the donated money for his campaign for his lawyer fees. So if you were stupid enough to give any money to Tom DeLay's reelection campaign, it is going to his lawyer fees to stop him from being jailed for corruption. We're making a difference here. And we're calling the bad guys who they are, naming names, making claims, backing it up with facts. This is the way to defeat an enemy, ladies and gentlemen, by naming the names and by placing these people on the hot seat and starting to get some teeth in our words here. You know, there are a lot of people around this, around the country and the world who have been waiting a long time for someone or some group to stand up and get some traction on the criminal acts of this group. Well, we're not the only ones out there fighting this good fight, but we're certainly among the largest getting attention for these issues. And we need your support. Of course, 10,000 is not going to do it for us. We need 50. Get the word out. It was interesting. A caller called in Alex Jones's show regarding a Jewish issue, and zip was cut right off. Typical fashion. You know, we don't have to go very far to prove our claims, ladies and gentlemen. You know, they hand it to us on a silver platter every time. And, of course, this nitwit, nincompoop Alex Jones is going to be listening to this show later. So, hey, Alex, you potato head. Because he clearly listens to the programming we put out and sits there and cowers in the corner because he knows he's on the wrong side of the truth. And we know it, too. And we're letting the country know about it. This guy's a bad guy. And they're putting him now, they're trying to let him leave his original audience behind, which is leaving him behind, in fact. His numbers are down I've never seen them this low. They're 60% down over his numbers from just 6 weeks ago. So now they're trying to save his reputation by moving him into people who don't know him. Well, it didn't work with Rupert. It's not going to work with you, Jones. You're going down because you're a dirtbag. And and all the help you get from Rents, and all the help you get from Rivero, and all the help you get from all these other crooked buggers is not going to help you one bit. You're a bad guy. We all know it now. It's starting to come out, and more of us are starting to see what Eric and I pointed out weeks and months ago. So, good news on the horizon. Somebody who doesn't have the ear of the Americans who's trying to shift them in the wrong direction is going to help us all. You know, I've had people say, "Why are you trying to cause trouble amongst the truth seekers?" Well, if he was truly a truth seeker, I wouldn't have a problem with him. But that's not who this guy is. And I know, if I know somebody's doing something like this, like he's been doing, which is to try to send you away from the real culprits, the dancing Israelis and the art students and the 4,000 that didn't go to work and all of the different things that we point out on the show regularly. If he hadn't been pushing you away from Atta's boat cruises with Abramoff and the APEC committees and the controlling of the press of these people and receiving his assistance from ABC, which is a Jewish Zionist-owned organization. Look, if he weren't doing those things, I would be in an alliance with the guy. And you take a look at who supports him, and then you start realizing what Eric and I have been trying to point out. This network they've got is enormous. They have a lot of money to spend. They've got billions to throw at this issue. But see, the simple fact is that people realize we're not doing this for money, and we're not doing it for the heck of it. Nobody's behind me. I've got nobody trying to pull my strings other than people trying to manipulate me with emails and whatever else they can send me. But the facts are, when you take a look at the truth rings truer than anything else. It smells sweeter than the lies. When you start finally having it pointed out to you, you go, "Ooh, okay. So that's what you were talking about, Daryl. That's what you were talking about, Eric. That's what you were talking about, Judicial Biz. That's what you were talking about, Ted Pike." And it starts ringing in your vision. Your vision clears up. Your vision becomes 20/20 again, and you can see clearly who these people are. Alex Jones, the people of the country are seeing who you are. We know what you're doing and who you're working for. You're finished. Pack it up. You might as well go to Israel where you'll be safe, because you're not going to be safe amongst the American public for much longer, my friend, because when the American public finally figures out that you're a criminal, that you've sold out the nation like you've done, they are going to be angry, and they're going to be looking to arrest you and bring you in front of a tribunal. And well, they should. Well, they should. You know, ladies and gentlemen, this battle is for the constitutional republic. It's not for a democracy. We don't have a democracy. Well, what we've got in America is despotism, complete, pure, and simple. But, you know, they run around talking about trying to set up democracies in the world. How terrible an idea is that? Democracy, even the ancient Greeks understood, necessarily turned to tyranny. There are no democracies that survive free. They just will not. It's mob rule, ladies and gentlemen. Read about the Kyklos cycles that were discussed by Socrates and Aristotle and many of the other Greek thinkers. And they will explain to you clearly that democracy is a very bad idea. But that's what we're teaching our children. Yeah, yeah. Charlotte Isabeat had things to say about that in her presentation the other day. And, you know, we're training our children to be robots, automatons, bought and paid for by the elites. Well, this is one guy that will never be bought, never be paid for, and never follow these Zionist criminals. Never. I'll fight them with every last breath, as I know many of you will out there. And I want to thank everybody for trying to spread this word. We need a bigger imprint. We need a bigger footprint. Today we're going to talk with John DeCamp. Mr. John DeCamp, the Franklin cover-up, a lawyer, ex-state senator from the state of Nebraska, and an authority on corruption in Middle America. And we're going to discuss with John DeCamp some of the things that he's been through, he's found out, and what he's doing with himself now. So after this break, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a great show and he's running for office again, so hopefully the next state senator from Nebraska, John DeCamp, when we return.